Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you tonight. It is going to be an exciting show, and when I tell you I am excited, I am excited. So I am going to try to work this Facebook Live, and I want to try to work this Blog Talk dashboard at the same time, but we're going to get through this. Now, you all know I don't start my show out without prayer, so let's just go right into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord, is the highest praise that you render, we can render to you. And I thank you, Lord, that as I come to you, Lord, I put everything in front of you. And I ask you that you forgive me for everything I have done, thought, word, and deed. And I ask that you decrease Fuchina, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come in, that whatever is deemed that you will have me say tonight or talk tonight with my special guest, we just ask you to have your way right now. And come in the midst of our presence right now. You're just so awesome. I can't even begin to thank you enough. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all you have done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fondle. Excuse me, no longer fondle, but now favorite woman. That's going to be part of the 3 years. We mark our 2-year anniversary coming up. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Next month. I'm so excited for it, and I cannot wait. And I cannot wait. But as I move forward, I am so excited tonight. I have been waiting all week for it. And as time was coming on, I was getting more and more excited about it. You all know that I did do the Power Up Summit with Karen Cherry, and I did it with some phenomenal speakers. And out of it, I got a chance to meet some exciting people. And this young lady is no different. And as a matter of fact, she didn't come out of the Power Up Summit, but she came in the midst of me doing the Power Up Summit. And her name, let me just give you a little biopsy, but just a little history about this young lady. Now, I'm trying to see where I can see my comments that's coming in. For some reason, I can't see it. So I'm going to work it out And if someone can direct me through it, you know, let me know. But invite people, come in and have them share. We are doing Facebook Live tonight. You all know I'm a work in progress with this. And as we move forward with Chronicles, it's just going elevated. Like Jacob's ladder, we're getting higher and go higher. We go higher and we go higher. So tonight, let's just go jump right in. And are you ready to say goodbye? You know, we deal with a lot of things in life, and let's face it, we have people, including myself, who walk around with these painted faces. We walk around with all these smiles on my face, and everybody who knows me knows that I am known for my smile. But there are times when I have a smile, and I have so much pain or had so much pain behind my smile. You know, I will have shadows or I have pain of guilt, shame, embarrassment. So many things going on behind the scenes. And I saw this book. It was on Facebook, actually. I didn't know this chick from a can of paint. I didn't. But I saw the book, and it caught my attention. And I said, you know what? I want to check it out. When I got the book, I couldn't help but to read the back. And, I always like to support my people. You know, I always like to support my people. So when I got the book, I started reading the back of the book. And I'm just going to read the back of the book to just say how, and I'm not going to mention her name just yet. You know, she talks about how she found herself frustrated by the limitations of the shadow self, the parts of ourselves that has been pushed down to the unconscious, the parts that we are insecure about, ashamed of, or frustrated with, and therefore repressed. The shadow is personality that contains all the parts of yourself that you do not want to admit to having. Wanting more for women, she began a journey to develop a united philosophy of mental, physical, and spiritual wellness that equipped people with the interdisciplinary tools necessary to heal themselves. After experiencing the life-changing results, she began to share what she learned with others. This is the practice of loving what is and setting the shame and judgments free so that we can be true, be our true selves. She is offered a manifesto for self-healing and as an essential guide to creating a more joyful life. When I read the back of this book, I said to myself, oh, no, I'm going to have to dedicate some time to read this book. This is one of those books that really caught my attention. And when I read the book, I said, finally, somebody understood. They knew exactly what I had been trying to say. And as a result, I couldn't put the book down. I read it just like that. And anybody who knows me knows, I mean, I like reading if I have to read, but if I don't have to read, I'm not going to read it. So I will say this. Her name is Dr. Reverend Julia Levette Smith. She hails from, she's a local because I'm from South Carolina, and she hails from Charleston, South Carolina. Now, I'm not going to sit there and waste a lot of time babbling about me. I want to get her on board. But I want to welcome some and introduce to others Ms. Dr. Julia Levette Smith. So without further ado, I am going to get her on. And I see the phone lines are lighting up, so I'm going to say this. And I'm sorry I got y'all down. Just give me a second. I'll put the Facebook Live back up, but I have to manage my phone. So with that being said, I am hoping this is Dr. Julia. Is this Dr. Julia? I cannot hear her. If you are there, I cannot hear you. Are you there? Maybe it's my phone. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. I'm using my son's electronics, and you all know. Wait a minute. Ms. Dr. Julia, are you there? Okay. Oh, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. See, the enemy's trying to be busy already. I might have to get my little helper. Alexander. I need your help. If you all can hear me, please let me know that you can because I cannot get my person on the line. So I'm hoping maybe I have the wrong number or this is not her that's tuning in. So, Dr. Julia, could you please send me a text? Let me know if you can hear me, if you cannot hear me, because I cannot hear you. So we're going to keep it moving. Until that time, until I get that confirmation. So with that being stated, if you are on the line, if you know someone who could be blessed by this, because this is sure to be a treat. Turn the volume up on the iPad, please. You can't move it. You can hear me. Okay. I can't hear you on the. Thank you. Okay. Just 1 second, y'all. I'm sorry. We're going through some technical difficulties, but that just means that there's a good message on the way. And, enemy, you can't stop it or block it. Okay, that means I have the wrong number. I need to know what number that you're calling in. You need to call in because I don't see you on my dashboard. I don't see you on my dashboard. I need you to call in on the number that I gave you. I don't see you on my dashboard. So I need you to call in 914-338-1552. Once again, I need my guests to call in at 914-338-1552. Once I see you up, I'll get you on here. We got people waiting for you, love. We got people waiting for you. I'm so excited about her. But anyway, I want to go into her book. For those who are not familiar with it, it's called tell your shadows goodbye. And it is a phenomenal book. It is a phenomenal book. What number are you calling in on, sweetheart? It is a phenomenal book. So I want you to check it out, and I'm telling you, it is worth the read. I can't wait till I can get her connected on here. And she's coming. She's coming. She's coming. I promise you, she is coming. I don't see your number on my dashboard, sweetheart. 914-338-1552. If you're calling in from a different number, you need to let me know what number you're calling in from. So with that being stated, we're going to keep it moving. We're just going to keep it moving because those who know me know that I'm a talker. So we let you know that we are on live on Facebook Live. And if you have already purchased this book, please chime in. Okay, I see you now. So if you've already purchased this book, please, please, please just go into live and just give me a chat or just put in the chat if you have received this book or have read it, because this is going to be awesome. So she is now on the line. So I'm just, without further ado, we're going to introduce Dr. Reverend Ms. Julia Levette Smith. Thank you for joining me here with Chronicles of a Favored Woman. Thank you so much. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. And like I said, I was just trying to give everybody kind of like an idea of what your book was about. I was reading the back cover, and I was letting people know I didn't know you. I didn't know you from a can of paint. I just saw, you know, your book that came across the Facebook. As a matter of fact, I was on a platform with the Power Up Summit, and I was just going through my Facebook, and I saw the advertising for your book called Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. And once again, here's the book right here. It caught my attention, and not a lot of books catch my attention, but this particular book did. And I ordered it. I remember reaching out to you on your messenger, and I said, how can I get an autographed copy, because I like autographed copies, you know, of the book. And I remember getting the book, and I remember, like, you know what, all right, I'm going to, you know, kind of scan it because I like, you know, supporting my own. But when I read the back cover of it, I was like, okay, I need to dedicate time for this book. And when I did, I couldn't put it down. I could not put it down. And I'm just saying that it was phenomenal. So I just want you to start talking about, you know, tell us about Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. How did that come to be?
Okay. Well, first I would like to say hello to your audience, letting them know that I am Reverend Dr. Julia Levette Smith out of Charleston, South Carolina. I am a native here in Charleston. One day I was just going through a lot of pain in my life, from the loss of my mother to marital problems, community, church, all problems. They were crashing me. It was like a train derailed, just ready to crash. And I remember sitting down, and I said to myself, wow, pain leads to passion, and passion leads to promises. So if passion leads to promises, then I must tell some of my shadows goodbye. And that's what I did. I started sitting and I started praying, asking the Lord to direct my path and tell me what to do with this pain. And that's when he directed my path to write Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. So Tell Your Shadows is birthed out of pain. And you know what they say, hurt people. So
that's
therefore
very
was
true.
A lot of hurt going on. But we're ready to help you. If you have some shadows, it's time for you to say goodbye. And I want to jump right in, if you don't mind, Freshetta, so we can get, because it's a lot.
Not a problem. Give me 1 second. My live just went down for whatever reason. For whatever reason. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and do it. I just got it back up.
Okay.
The enemy is busy. He can't stop it or block it. We're not doing that.
No, he's mad because he's losing. This word must get out because there's a lot of people that need to be released.
Yeah, we're about to break yokes.
Yes, yes. So before we can dismiss or tell something or someone goodbye, we really know we need to know the meaning of words. Goodbye, to express good wishes when parting or at the end of a conversation, it simply means final. And then we need to deal with the word shadow, the shadow self. It is the side of us, the personality, the good and the bad. Sometimes people just don't want to accept their personality. But before we can say goodbye and before we can get into the book, there are 3 points I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about acknowledgement. You must first acknowledge that you have shadows. And once you have acknowledged those shadows, you can now deal with your shadows. You have to, point number two, confront your shadows. And you know it's hard for a lot of people to look in the mirror and look themselves in the eyes. Because when they look themselves in the eyes, they see the truth. And if you have a lot of dark shadows, you can't deal with those truths. So we want to acknowledge, number one, that we have some shadows. Number two, we want to confront those shadows. And number three, we want to dismiss those shadows. How are we going to dismiss those shadows? First, we must repent. We must ask God to forgive us for the things, the word, thought, or deed that we've done. Because regardless of what someone has done to you, you are a child of God. And you're not to stoop below to their level, but you are to go higher and higher and stronger in Christ so that you can return and pull them up with you.
Uh-huh.
So tell your shadows goodbye. Came out of a painful moment. And I want you to buy the book so you can really read it for yourself. But we need to discuss a couple of shadows. So let's talk about the egotistical shadow, the root cause, fear, not being good enough, not existing, not being accepted by people. These shadows are very, very dangerous. That egotistical shadow is dangerous because sometimes people plant things in our mind, Pashetta, that we're not this and we're not that. And I've come to learn that we cannot be portrayed for other people. We've got to be who God has called us to be. And when God called Moses, keep in mind, Moses was not the perfect person.
No, he had
a lot of flaws, but God still used him.
Very much. Then
we're going to talk about the fearful shadow. You know, fear of life. You have some people that are so afraid to even come outside because they have been judged all their lives. And they don't want to come out around society because they don't know how society is going to treat them. And the untrustworthy shadow. I grew up not trusting a lot of people because of what I've always saw, heard, or was involved with. But I'm here tonight on this topic to help you get rid of some of the shadows. So we're going to push tonight. And when I say push, we're going to pray into something.
Let me just intercede for a second. We're having technical difficulties because I realize that the enemy is very busy. And my live have gone out at least 3 times. And this is the first. My live never goes out. My live, it never goes out like this, but it has gone out 3 times, and every time it does, I just reconnect right back. So I just want to let people know, please do not give up. Just continue to, I will continue to go right. You're tuning into Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Petina Kirkendall, and I have the privilege and the pleasure of having Dr. Reverend Julia, I cannot speak tonight.
Julia Levesque. Levesque.
And so this is Petina Kirkendall, and Ms. Julia, call me Tina, okay? So
okay.
With that being stated, for those who are not familiar with us and if they want to call in, you're more than welcome to do so. We do have people that are on the line, believe it or not, ready to call in. But if you know someone who can be blessed by what Dr. Smith is talking about tonight, you know, they can tune into Facebook Live and they can tune in on my page, which is Petina Kirkendall, and that's spelled Fouchina, and the last name is Kirkendoll. Now, on my page, you can also, you know, request for me to be there, or you can go to Ms. Levesque Smith Facebook page, and there is a live that's going on both of our pages, because all you have to do that, well, the link is there. Click on the link, and you can listen to the show. That's all you need to do is click on the show. And right now, I'm just not going to give the enemy any type of credit right now. He can't stop anything, and he can't block it. So we're just going to keep it moving. So I apologize for interrupting that, but I do want to thank those who are tuning in. I have people that's tuning in out of the country as well, Dr. Smith, and I have people from France. I have people from South America. I have people from Africa. I have people from Canada, the United Kingdom. They're all tuning in right now and all over the United States. So I just want to thank you all thank you all for tuning in. And like I stated before, this is a powerful, powerful word, because yokes are being broken with tell your shadows goodbye, because it is time to rise up. And the enemy is here to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will do everything he possibly can. And when you have powerful women of God, men of God together collectively, he is going to do every and anything he can to get it done. So with that being stated,
yes.
You may have the floor.
So,
I do apologize. I just have to say that. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You know, the enemy does not want this word to come forth tonight, because the enemy's job is to keep us bonded and tied up and chained down. And that is why this book is so powerful. People are going through a lot of abuse. People are going through financial abuse, sexual abuse. People are going through marital abuse. There are so many different abuse out there. And in this book, it just touches a lot about things. And I got so frustrated. I was frustrated because it was like, I am a child of God, and why am I limited? And after praying, seeking the Lord's face, he started revealing to me, you are more than a conqueror. So I repented. I got on my face. I got on my knees, and I asked the Lord to forgive me. And after forgiving me, I asked him to order my steps. When I was going through and having marital problems, I did so many awful things that I was so ashamed of. And I would tell people, and I stated in the book as well, I am the adulteress, not because I went out and slept around with men, not because I was doing drugs or alcohol. It was simply because I divorced the man that God gave me, and he's still alive. And that's what made me the adulteress. And a lot of people don't want to come out and talk about it. But in order for me to be free and delivered, I had to talk about it. And I'm just grateful, because after writing, after acknowledging my shadows, after confronting my shadows, I dismissed them. And after dismissing, my family has been restored. My marriage has been restored. My life has been restored. And I want to, yes, I want to give a scripture. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, if you go down to the 5th verse, it tells us we are all the children of light. and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor darkness. So when you look at the picture on the front cover of the book, it's my shadow and it's dark. And the Lord does not want us to be in darkness because we are the children of the light. So when I first took this picture, we were at the beach, my grandchildren and I, and when I first took this picture, I said, whoa, it reminds me to stand tall. But as I started going through my transformation and going through the process, I looked at the picture again, and I said, whoa, it does not remind me after all to stand tall. It reminds me to get back in front of the shadow and not let the shadow take over me. And that's what I want people to know. You control your shadow. You don't have your shadow control you. When you move, you let that shadow be behind you. And the higher you get in Christ, it's going to come to the point where your dark shadow doesn't even exist anymore. So that picture on the front of the book is actually me standing at the beach, going through my process.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that's interesting. That's very, very interesting. So, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why live is not working. This is very interesting to me. This is the very first time I have endured this one. But I am going to encourage everyone to, if you are on, and a lot of people are on this call right now on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm getting ready to go on Facebook Live to let people know to log on to click on to the Blog Talk Radio site, because for some reason live is I just don't understand what it's doing, but I'm not worried about it. I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to continue to do the live back and forth. But I'm going to move forward. But I'm looking at the, now that I'm looking at the book, I can see it. I can see the female. I can see you. I guess you're holding your camera, and this is
the
reflection of you holding. Yeah, you're holding your cell
phone. My granddaughter.
And as you taking a picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
awesome.
My granddaughter, Azaria McKenzie Smith, she took that picture of me. I was on my phone texting, and I didn't know that she was taking that picture of me. And then she sent it to me, and she said, Granny, there's your picture. And I looked at it, and I said, wow. Wow. And
wow.
I'm in the sand, and if you look down by my feet, you can. It looks like a footprint. And that's why I also put in the book.
Yes, I do see that.
Yeah, so when you see the picture and you read the book, you can you'll be able to see the process.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. Even up until now, the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you can try all you want, but it does not stop progress. And I don't care what you try to do, it does not stop progress. And we're going to keep it moving. And I'm looking at your picture. I'm looking at the footprints. I'm looking at, I don't know if this is what, besides the footprints, I see something else in the background. I'm not sure if that was like water hit the tides, and you know how it goes back. But
right.
I love it. I mean, this book is so personal. It's everything about it is so personal. And I remember there is an organization that I used to be affiliated with, and they used to have like a jar, and they would collect the tears in a jar from every woman that was going through. And at the end of the session or end of that particular session, whether it's 3 months, 5 months, they would take the tears and put it in the sea, in the water. They will have their retreat and throw the tears in the water. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so powerful. It's just something about water that's peaceful and tranquil. It just seems like a peace.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I love the peace. But why do you want
when I'm at the beach? Yes, when I'm at the beach, I'm near the water because this is what I get from it. When the waves come in, it brings the water. And if you're standing close enough, the water comes up to you. And if there's anything that you want to get off of your chest, get off of your mind, as that wave go out, let it take it, because guess what? The waves come in and the waves go out, but the sand will remain. The sand will stay. And I look at it as I'm the sand. I will stay, but my problems have to go with the waves. And that's why I love the beach.
Yes. And if you look at, like, when I'm looking at your book cover, and for those who are not aware of it, this is the copy of the book, Let Your Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. It is a phenomenal book by Dr. Reverend Miss Julia Levette Smith. And you have to, I cannot begin to tell you how much you will be blessed by this book. But as you were saying, in reference to the book and the sand and what the water means, you know, water is a sign of cleansing, you know, and
yes,
you have been cleansed. You know, you have cleansed,
yes,
yourself from all the impurities. You have cleansed yourself from all the impurities of sin, all the impurities. When you talked about the different types of shadow man, now I'll be honest with you. When I read the book and I saw the different types of shadow man, it had me in tears, because I was like, finally, somebody got it. Somebody got it. Somebody understood what I was going through, how I was feeling. I understood it. I totally understood it. So what I am saying is this. You know, if you have not gotten a copy of Tell Your Shadow Man, you need to get a copy of Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. You definitely need to get a copy. So with that being stated, Dr. Julia, you know, what else would you like to share as far as the book is concerned? And I know this is a personal journey for you. And let me say this before you start. I want to thank you, because this is what really did me to your book and just attracted me to your story that made me want to reach out to you. You were upfront, open, and honest, and vulnerable to your situation. And I love that. I loved it.
Yes.
And I can appreciate honesty from everyone. Now, I will let you know this. The enemy is busy, but I promise you this will be a part two. This is going to be a part two session. Oh, we're going to do a part two, because the enemy, we just don't do that. I'm going to get my little stilettos and I'm going to pop them right in the eyeball. But we're going to do a part two, but the live is still going on as far as the actual show. So I've actually directed everyone to click on the link. So people are listening from the link now at this point. So, but I do have some people who are on the line, but before I even get to that, I just want to talk about, you know, the original question I started earlier with you. You know, the fact that you were so vulnerable and just so open and honest, I definitely thank you for that, because not everyone can be vulnerable, open, and honest with that, because in this day and time, people need that. People need that. They need to know that there's someone out there that understands what's going on. And I thank you for that.
Yes.
I thank you for that.
I want people to know, the question was asked to me several times, why are you beating yourself up? I let them know I'm not beating myself up. And this book is not about my husband or my children.
Hey, thank you.
This book is about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want people to buy the book thinking they're going to get, I guess we can say, dirty talk about my family and I. They're not. It's about me healing. It's about me saying it's time to let my past go. I cannot continue to walk in my future holding on to my past. Because my past is my past. But as long as I keep opening that womb, it's going to bleed. And only blood I want to have on my body is the blood of Jesus.
Exactly.
So I just want people to purchase the book, not to financially bless me, but I want people to purchase the book so that they can be healed, delivered, and set free. And
awesome.
With that being said, I I'm asking the listeners to seek respect and not attention, because respect will last a long time. Respect will last forever. But if you're looking
I'm
for
need to
attention,
repeat that. Mm-hmm.
I want
I'm
the people,
need to repeat
I want
that.
Your listeners, I want you to seek respect, not attention. Respect will last a lifetime. It will last forever. But if you seek attention, you will do things for attention. And sometimes you will do things that is not of God for that attention. But if you seek for that respect, you will gain your respect through Christ. And when they see you, they'll know that you are a woman or man of God, because they see that respect from God coming forth.
Because you can talk all day, but if you're not walking what you're talking, you're just talking.
And that was me a few years ago, preaching and teaching from the pulpit and contaminating the congregation, because I had so much shattered shadows inside of me. But now I give thanks to the Lord for all the good things that he has done. And I know that his love, you know, it will be with me forever.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's so interesting. I have some people that's on the line, so I'm going to see if they're interested in coming on. So I'm going to keep you on the line with me. Hold 1 second.
Yes.
So I thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I have you on the line. You are live with Dr. Smith and also myself. You don't have to give your name, but you could just give me your city and your state. If you'd like to say something, you're more than welcome to do so. Okay.
Okay, so Ms. Smith did not hang up the phone for whatever reason. I don't know what just happened,
but once again, enemy is busy. Are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Thank you. So I'm not sure. Did I go blank?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did. Okay, so that's okay. So I'm back in the show now. So I'm on another phone. I use my son's phone, but that's okay. I do apologize for all the inconvenience and all the technical difficulties. I do apologize. I don't even know what to say at this point, except that I owe you a redo. Okay, so with that being stated, we're just going to keep it moving. And with I'm on the line, this is Fatina Kirkendall with Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And I'm just going to say this. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for saving me. And as I elevate in the Lord, I am noticing that the enemy is pushing me back. And that is okay, because he doesn't mess with people he has. He only messes with people he don't have. And that is why I can say that one of the things about me is I'm very resilient. So you could push me down, but I'm just going to get right back up. And it's one of these situations, I just have to take this as a learning experience. And like I said, I can't even apologize to you enough this evening, but I promise you I will do another show about this, because this is so powerful, and it's yokes to be broken, and people need to hear this. And I don't care what he's trying to put in place, he can't stop it and he can't block it. And so we're going to keep it moving. And for those who really know me, and they know me very well, nothing holds me down. Nothing holds me down. And I can promise you, I will have phone calls coming from everywhere saying, you know, I tuned into the show from doing the link. So I appreciate your patience throughout this matter. As just, you know what it tells me? That things are going the way it's supposed to go, because the enemy is mad.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. Because the enemy is bad. That's why. And that's how I know I'm going in the right direction. So, hey, if that's all you got, then you just weak. Because we still going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. He's not going to stop me. You're not going to stop Dr. Julia for doing what she needs to do. We still going to keep it moving. We're still going to keep it moving, whether you like it or not. And we're going to do it. So my thing is this. As we move forward with, because we're winding down, we have some more time, but I just want to talk to you a little bit about the different shadow men. You mentioned a couple of them earlier. I don't want to get into too much because I don't want to give out the book. They need to read the book.
Right.
Yeah, they need to read the book. You know, no, we ain't trying to give out too much now. They need to read the book. But I would say, you know, being at that life experience, you know, I could just say from my personal testimony, you know, some of the things that you said in there was just so powerful for me. I remember, you know, I came from a childhood sexual abuse background, and then I cheated. I stepped out of my marriage. And it really doesn't matter why I did it. The point is I lost focus on God, because I can say many reasons why I did it. You know, I didn't feel love. It was one of those things where I was always taunted. I was always told I wasn't good enough. I was looking for love in all the wrong places when I should have been getting it at home. It wasn't there. It was not there. And I sought it somewhere out. I just got to a point where, you know, I'm told you need to act as if we're not married anymore. And, you know, I was just like, wow, okay. And I just gave up, you know, but I gave up on God. And that was my issue. I gave up on God. It didn't matter that I gave up on man. I gave up on God. So when I read your story and your testimony, I was just like, wow, somebody finally get it. And then also going through the abuse, you know, not only just dealing with my shame and guilt, but having to, you know, coming out with it, having to deal with some people in my circle, in my family circle, upset or bothered by what could come out of it. What?
Yeah,
you know, I had
family.
To deal with the shame and guilt of other people. And it's just like, it's a lot. It is a lot. And, you know, after a while, it just takes a toll on you. You start taking on these destructive behaviors, even down to my sexual addiction. You know, you start taking on these sexual behaviors. And, you know, people don't understand. If you never walked in my shoes, you can't understand what goes on because you may take it as when she's promiscuous. Well, guess what? You use alcohol to resolve your pain. I use sex to resolve mine. Yes, they're both not
and
good
some
for
people
you.
Use shopping.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. But it was something to numb my pain. I know it wasn't good, but it was something for me to numb my pain. And if you don't understand the story, you don't understand the glory that I'm sharing now. So when I read your book and when you talked about those different shadow men, I was like, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. Yeah, I can relate to this one. Wait a minute, this one belongs to me, too. Wait a minute. Quite a few of these shadows belong to me because they overlap. I was like, wait a minute. But it literally broke me down. It broke me down to my core to realize how much I had to dig deep within myself. I had to dig deep.
I had
it's one
to
of those
the root.
Yes. And, you know, I used to ask God the question, and you got to be careful when you ask God questions. Show me.
Yes.
And that's a loaded question when you ask him to give you that, when you ask him that answer, because now you have to ask him, give me the strength so when you show me. I didn't ask that.
Right.
But when he showed me,
It was not a pretty picture. I was quick to tell people about themselves. Yeah, I was quick to tell people about themselves, but slow to tell you, but to accept my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
My responsibility. So I just commend you, sister. I really do commend you on this book. This book is necessary, especially at a time like this, because there are so many people, as I mentioned, they walk around with this mask and painted smile thing is going on. And when you're out in the street, you can put on that front like everything cool, you guys together. But when you get home, you take that painted smile off or you take that mask off and you're home crying.
Breaking down.
Crying. Don't know
shattered.
How you going to get through.
Yes. So I hope that the show tonight was helpful to someone. And we will go ahead and give that information to them if we can of how to get a book. They can.
Yes. If you we have a few more minutes unless you're ready to go. But
oh no.
But if you're ready to go, that's no problem. But since we're here, why don't you tell them how to get a copy of the book?
Yes, if you have a Facebook account, you can inbox me at Levette Smith. That's my Facebook page, LeVette Smith. Inbox me, and I will send that information to you. Also, you can go to my email address, which is also LeVetteSmith@yahoo.com. And if you don't want to buy through me directly, you're welcome to go on to Amazon. And Amazon have the Kindle as well. To go with Tell Your Shadows Goodbye. I just really pray that you would get the book, and it will help you. It will help you a whole lot. And also, if you can get in touch with Vashina, she will be able to get in touch with me as well.
No problem. You're definitely welcome to reach out to me on my personal page or messenger me. At Futina Kirkendall at F as in Frank, O-U-C-H-I-N-A, and my last name is Kirkendall, K-I-R-K-E-N-D-O-L-L. I'm on Instagram with the same name, or you can actually go to my old page. It's called Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. That page will be shutting down soon, especially for the anniversary. We're changing the name to Chronicles of a Favored Woman because we are now elevated and we're no longer in bondage. But as of right now, that page is still up. But please inbox me. You can also email me at coafwoman@gmail.com. Now, Pastor Smith, do you have a Reverend Smith? Do you have an email address if someone wanted to reach out to you?
Yes, they could use that same email, LeVetteSmith@yahoo.com.
Awesome. So you heard it, Miss. You can reach out to her via email at LeVetteSmith, LeVetteSmith@yahoo.com. Yes. And now, Reverend Smith, I'm sure since this book has gone out, people are interested in. So if someone's interested in doing a book club, like you, thank you for joining ours. She is joined. We'll be doing a Woman Empowerment book club. And she is going to be our first featured book for the Woman Empowerment book club. And you can definitely reach out to me, or you can reach out. We have a collaboration with the Prayer Wall United. If you're familiar with that on Facebook, you can reach out. You can actually go to the Prayer Wall United page to find out information about the Women Empowerment book club. Her book, it is the very first book that we're going to start the club off with, and we are so excited. And we actually have someone who actually did the Kindle. So they have downloaded the Kindle to get ready for the book club.
Awesome.
So we're very, very excited about it. I would just want to ask you this. if you can provide nuggets of wisdom for those who are dealing with shadows, those who are, you know, haven't answered those three questions. Can you repeat those three questions again?
The questions you're talking about, acknowledgement?
When you first started?
Yes, acknowledge. You have shadows. You have problems. You have issues. And then the second one is confront. Once you have acknowledged what is keeping you down, holding you down, confront it. After confronting, you are now in a position where you can dismiss it.
Awesome. And what would you say will be some nugget of wisdom that you could leave with someone who going through maybe in the midst, don't even realize what's going on in that beginning stage or actually going through or actually just want that breakthrough right now? What nugget of wisdom would you provide?
I will say to you, never be ashamed of who you are, because you are a child of God. Problems, we all have flaws, but it's how you deal with your flaws. Dealing with my flaws, I finally got to the point where I could not go any lower than where I was. And when that was a good position, because I was prostrate out. And once you're prostrate out, then your face is down where you can start seeking the Lord. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added. So deal with your shadows, and do not let your shadows deal with you.
I like that. Deal with your shadows, and do not let your shadows deal with you. That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. I thank you so much. We actually have a few more minutes to go. Would you, is there a scripture or scriptures that you would like to leave for anyone?
Yes. I would like for them to go to Psalms 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Love.
No matter what you're
that.
Going
and
through, you still give thanks to God.
And what was that scripture one more time?
Psalms 107.
Psalms 107. Okay. I love that. Thank you. I cannot begin to thank you enough for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman tonight. This has been, I would have to say, a very interesting show tonight for more than one reason. I thank you for being so patient throughout this process. But I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on board and just sharing your wealth of knowledge. I see so many things coming from this book that you have read, the book that you have written. And speaking of that, do you have any future books that's coming out?
Yes, I have two more books coming out. The second is a children's book where we're using all of our grandchildren. My little granddaughter, Bella, London Bella, I love her, and she asked a question one day about nursery rhymes. I was reciting one to her. She didn't know what it was. Bella is 3 years old. And that's when I said, wow, we have to do something with this. So the next children's book that's coming out is going to be titled, Can You Help Bella Find Her Nursery Rhymes? And it's going to be an activity book as well where the children can go in and have color pages, word search, and a lot of other good things for the entertainment for the children. And then the third project that I have going on, If the Shoe Fits, Wear It, that book will also be, and hopefully these two books will be out by the end of the year. So follow me on Facebook, and follow me per email, via email. And if you want to host a book party, have me to come and speak to your groups, please let me know, and we'll make necessary needs to make this happen.
That sounds awesome. And to reach out to you for the book club, they will just messenger you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I made a mistake one day and gave out my cell number, and I've had calls, crank calls, bad calls, all calls.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've learned that too. But yes, you have control, can have that control environment. But I thank you so much for coming on board. I thank you so much for taking the time out to come and share your story, your testimony, because, you know, that's what Chronicles of a Favorite Woman is about. It's about real life, real story, real people, because people can relate to people. And when you hear, when someone hears, oh, you know what, I went through that too, it's relatable. You know, people can understand that. So what I'm saying is continue to do what you're doing because it's powerful. And I've had people come and say they really want the book. And I think I've already put in an order for you. So I'm looking forward to the others that's coming in. But I love it. And I'm just here to say, keep doing what you're doing. God is using you in a mighty way. Keep breaking those yokes. And I'm hoping that I can get you back for a part two on this.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's powerful. And I thank you for just allowing God to use you. My name is Fatina Kirkendall. Thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I thank you all for your patience throughout the technical difficulties. And you can always tune in 9:30 every Sunday for the show. And it has been a pleasure. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.